New Beginnings, a message from your chair, Barry Coop. It was with a mix of emotions that I attended the standing down ceremony of our Brighton Centre last month, marking its closure after 85 years. The sense of nostalgia was huge, of course, particularly as everything about the centre reminds me of my father. As soon as I walked in, I could see him on the big screen as a film he starred in many years ago he was playing on a loop. As a long-time member, he spent so much of his time at the centre when I was growing up. Also, it was very sad knowing that some of the brilliant staff at Brighton won't be coming with us to Rustington. It's always difficult to see good people go, and this team has been second to none in their expertise and care. I sincerely thank each and every one of them for their valuable contribution to the charity and wish them all the best in their future endeavours. And then, as an architect by trade, I couldn't help but feel a pang or two of regret about leaving the iconic building itself. Constructed especially for the charity in 1938, it's still to this day a fantastic architectural landmark, not least because from afar it looks like an aircraft. Such a clever, imaginative design that has stood the test of time. This wonderful building has served us well over the past 85 years, but despite this, when the flag was lowered at Brighton and then raised over Rustington, I couldn't help but feel a real sense of new beginnings. I have absolutely no doubt that our new home at Rustington will be far better for you in the long run. It will be so much more comfortable and easier to navigate, and being just a stone's throw from the beach, it will give you the chance to hear the waves crashing on the shore as you enjoy your morning coffee. How wonderful is that? We will be right in the heart of the Rustington community, which has already welcomed us with open arms. It's just a short walk from a buzzing high street full of shops, cafes and pubs. It really is the ideal location to kick back and relax. Our membership has changed so much over the years. In the 1930s, when we only accepted war-blinded veterans, the average age was 45. Today, it's 87. This new centre has been designed with all of you in mind and will serve your needs so much better than our Brighton Centre can. So, now that Brighton is officially closed for visitors, we aim to open our Rustington Centre for holidays and stays towards the end of the year. Everyone is working incredibly hard at the construction of the building and is still on track for our residents to be able to move in over the next few weeks. A move like this is a huge undertaking, and I really do thank you for your patience and understanding as we get everything in place. The opening of our new centre will mark a new, exciting phase in our long history. I can't wait to see you there and show you around.